Hey, everyone, Sean.
As far as I know, I'm still Tara.
And we're your hashtag just saying podcast team.
Actually, we'd love for you to give us a listen, laugh some, and have a great time with us.
Like we're doing right now.
Well, yeah, kind of, yeah.
You can find our fun and informative podcast, hashtag just saying.
Informative is a loose word.
Find us on
SoundCloud,
iTunes.
The video version is up on YouTube.
You can like us on Facebook. And we're also on
Stitcher.
Now check out hashtag just saying and have a good everything.
Yeah.
Ham!
We'll say we need some shots.
Yeah.
This song's going to be in my head forever. I'm going to go to bed dreaming of this.
Build up. Shots. Justin, you gonna go? Justin's making the shot run.
Yay, shot.
After, luckily we didn't get far. This is a second take of this one. Luckily we got a couple minutes in though. We didn't get far at all. So,
nope,
barely started the movie. But, welcome to an episode of A Drunk Film Commentary.
Yay!
Can't hear you, Justin.
What was it? Tango and Cash that we recorded twice in one night?
Oh, yeah. It was.
That was
the Tango and Cash?
Who knows?
It was Last Starfighter.
You're right.
You worry about getting those shots, Justin.
That one was like a half hour long, 45 minutes.
Don't worry, Justin Time. This song is 6 minutes.
Oh, we got
you have all the fucking time in the world.
We're not playing the entire 6 minutes of this.
Why not? It's a catchy tune.
It's what? True. It is a catchy tune.
I'm going to have nightmares with this song.
It's a great song. But we watched Police Academy 2, their first assignment. Well, most of us watched Police Academy 2.
Just in time, however.
I watched the first one.
Yeah, he
Police Academy 1.
And we always, like, he always gives us shit and tries to, joke around saying, oh, I forgot to watch the movie.
What movie were we doing?
Yeah, I watched the wrong one. And today he comes in saying, yeah, wait, Police Academy 2? He's like, yeah, Police Academy 2. I watched Police Academy 1. Yeah, sure you did. Uh-huh. But what happened just then?
In reality, I watched Police Academy 1.
He came in and showed his notes, and they were all on Police Academy 1.
The whole way up the stairs and, you know, from the car to the apartment, right when we got out of the car is when Jason said something about Police Academy 2, and I was like, wait, are you fucking kidding me? And he's like, oh, blah, 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 fuck you.
Funny guy.
And the whole time I'm just laughing my ass off because I know there's no way to convince him until we get into the apartment and I show him my notes that none of these correlate to the same fucking movie you watched. So
true story.
Yeah.
But you have seen Police Academy 2 before.
Yes.
So you're not going to be totally useless.
Yes, I believe I've only seen it on TV.
Wow. So you missed the itty bitty titty shot.
Yeah, probably.
Oh, there's an itty bitty titty shot.
Don't worry. I didn't miss out on any titties. There's plenty of titties in Police Academy 1.
We're not watching Police Academy 1.
Oh, I'm just saying in the previous viewing.
Guys, there's shots.
Oh, we have to do shots here.
Sorry, guys. We're going to do shots. Hold on.
Police Academy 2 came out in 1985. And we're going to get this movie started, huh?
We are
Drunk Film Commentary. Find us at drunkfilmcommentary@yahoo.com.
I'm Justin Time, by the way.
Hi, Justin.
I'm Danielle.
Hi, Danielle.
Hi.
I'm Jason. I'm the other
guy.
That's
like the second time we did it.
That I forgot to introduce you guys?
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. But we got it going here.
It's starting.
Starting up Police Academy 2.
Well, I didn't know this was a Paul Maslansky production.
That's because you watched one.
No, one starts off exactly the same. For a second, I tripped out. I was like, are you kidding me? Hold on.
The city is a dangerous place. The graduates of the Police Academy, class of 84, are a determined group of men and women, ready for the first assignment. Is the city ready for them?
Is that the same tagline I used?
So we got Steve Gutenberg.
Maybe
we got
Bubba Smith. He's dead.
Hey, what? Yeah.
Which I just learned in the first
the first recording.
the first take, as well as part of the guy.
David Graff.
Is that Mahoney? Not Mahoney.
No.
Tackleberry?
Yep. He is also passed.
Tackleberry's dead, too?
Yeah, he's been dead since 01.
What?
Damn. He died the same way at the same age as his father, of a heart attack at a family wedding.
Damn.
How fucked up is that at age 50?
That's called the Tommy Boy.
That's fucked up.
The Tommy Boy?
That's how his dad dies of a heart attack at
a
wedding.
But he died the same way at the same time. It was, it's kind of weird. I don't know.
Well, there's a story about a guy who, he died on his scooter, and then his brother was driving the same scooter and got hit by the same taxi driver that killed his brother.
Oh, my God.
And it killed him.
Whoa.
At the same intersection, the same time of day.
It was a road just like this one.
Yeah.
Not a night, just like tonight.
That's a glitch in the Matrix right there.
Yeah, that's so awkward. Yep.
Glitch in the Matrix? That's going on?
Mm-hmm.
Do you believe that?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
So here's a...
Big believer in the digital world.
Yeah? You think we're
Tim Kazurinsky.
Oh, Sweet Chuck. He locks his place up. That's,
oh, yeah.
We open up the movie here. It's a straight-on shot in the city where there's a little business guy who owns, like, a lamp shop or some shit. And
were there a lot of lamp shops back in the 80s?
It might have been. Nobody knows.
There's a lamp shop, like, four blocks away, dude.
Really?
Yeah. Mm. It's Lester's. It's been there for fucking 100 years.
Huh.
Yeah.
I didn't know.
Yeah, right downtown Kenosha here.
Hmm.
But, so yeah, lamp shops are around. People need lamps. Everyone needs some fucking lamps. How many lamps you got around here? How many lamps can you see? Yeah.
Three.
We have like 500, but we only use one.
So everyone
needs
lamps.
He doesn't like it lit up in here.
But anyway, Sweet Chuck, he owns the lamp shop. And it looks like it's in a rough neighborhood. He's walking out. He's a homeless guy sleeping on the floor there. He's walking on the streets. You see, what's that billboard saying in the back there? Something about crime.
I can't reach it.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's got the old, almost the spy versus spy guy.
But he's hitting this ATM, which is nice.
That says, hello.
Hello.
And he has a phone on it? Like, I don't remember any of this.
That was like for emergency purposes, yeah. It would like automatically dial 911.
So like right now while he pulled it, it would dial 911?
Well, it should have, yeah.
When Bobcat shows up.
Yeah, Bobcat Goldthwait.
Yep.
He plays Zed. It's his first movie role.
Was it really his first?
His first film role, yeah. He was a stand-up guy.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And now he's like a director, really. He's done some crazy movies.
I was telling Jason, I was like, I remember when I thought Bobcat was like funny as a stand-up comedian, and then like I hit an age and his screeching was fucking annoying.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
But
Sam Kinison did the same thing for
me.
But once he got older and now he doesn't do that shit, he's
pretty... He is
he's
funny.
Got a great sense of humor in his movies.
I mean, I would definitely go have a beer with the guy. You know what I mean?
As long as he didn't do that voice.
Yeah. And that's like, I hate Maria Bamford because she always does that.
Oh, yeah.
That's not funny. That's not a joke. Write a joke. Don't make a weird noise.
Yeah. I'm not a big fan of her either. I try to give her a chance, but...
That's my rant. Sorry.
That's your rant?
On Maria Bamford. I'm not trying to get into it, but...
You just did.
It happens.
I could go deeper.
Howard Hessman. He's from WKRP.
In Cincinnati?
Yeah.
I think so, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah. Yeah, it was a Cincinnati one, yeah. But the TV series that ran from 78 to 82, he played Dr. Johnny Fever. He had a good role there. He's good. I like Howard Hessman. Is he dead too, Danielle?
No.
I hope not. Okay, good.
I'm going to say no.
Is that a guess?
He's dead. No. No, he's not.
Well, that was a terrible guess.
Did you like that? I'm like, no, he's fine. He's fine.
He's still alive. Okay, good. I always liked Howard Hessman. But, okay, the plot's set up right away.
Oh, yeah.
It's
they
pretty
always
simple.
Are.
Yeah, it's he's, you know, the crime is run amok in the city. The chief's coming in, he's talking to Johnny Fever, telling him that you got 30 days.
Figure
this shit up. He's like, I need some new recruits tonight. He's like, you get six new recruits. Was it six or five?
He told him he wanted a dozen. He told him he got six.
Yeah. He got to get six new recruits. And, he runs into Mauser here. Mauser,
God,
the,
I hate that guy.
Well, it's his job. He's the bad guy. He's the
The antagonist, the bad good guy.
Film. Yeah, of course. He's telling him, he's like, well, you know, what happens if Johnny Fever fails? He's like, well, if Johnny Fever fails, then you get his job. Well, okay.
So, of course, he's going to root against
so,
him.
So, if I get this guy to fuck up and get fired, I get to be the captain. So,
which
here goes. If he should blow it, the job is yours. That's what he says to him right there.
When they were in the room together,
so, I mean, that's
Johnny
hard.
Fever, for the lack of a better term, said, my men are old, they're tired, and Mauser's sitting there. Well, if he's old and tired, what the fuck? He can't run it any better. But whatever.
Oh, he's feeding a fishy.
Oh, and look who it is.
It's fucking, what's his name, from Punky Brewster.
Wow.
It's
really?
What's his name, George?
George.
This guy was in the first film. I recognize him. That was me. I knocked over my notebook.
Okay, don't do that.
He was, George and Punky Brewster.
George Gaines.
No, what was his name on the show, though? Was it George,
George.
On the show?
George.
Oh, the jungle?
George.
Strong as he could be.
Who recently passed away this year?
George Gaines died?
At 98 years old.
Holy shit, he was old.
Damn.
That's great.
Yeah.
Good for him.
Yeah. His name was Henry Warnemont.
Henry on Plucky Brewster was Henry.
Yeah.
Okay.
His real name's George.
His real name's George Gaines. This is, he's like Captain Commander Lassard?
Commandant
Eric Lassard.
He was
Lassard.
In the first one.
Yeah.
I thought he was the lieutenant. No.
Nope, Commandant.
Yeah, he's the guy who runs the police academy. So he's calling him up. They're brothers, right? Him and Johnny Fever are brothers.
Yep. Yeah.
He's calling up and saying, yeah, give me some recruits. And he's like, I got some great ones for you.
And he gives them the fuck-ups.
And now we're going to get, like, a little segment of each of the
reintroducing them to the character.
And here's Tackleberry.
He's gun-heavy.
David Graff.
And very intense.
He's
dead, huh?
He passed away, yeah.
That's a little snot-nosed kid. He was in The Wonder Years.
Yeah, yeah.
I forgot his name.
No.
He played the older brother on The Wonder Years throughout the whole series.
Oh, yeah, huh.
Yeah. He was also in Scrooged. He played the kid who played on the show.
Yeah.
Oh. He was the actor.
Jason Harvey.
It's been a while since I've seen that.
Jason Harvey, that's his name. And he's like your guys' age.
Yeah, I remember him. I never liked him that.
Which is funny.
Like,
I say your guys' age, and there's like a 20-year difference between you guys.
I was like, all right.
No, he's like my age, though, I guess.
He is your age. He's born 1972. Yeah.
He's old.
He's 44. He's your age, baby.
No, that's older.
By less than a year.
Shoots out the back window.
Yeah, he shoots a tear gas container. The kid won't get out of the car. This is great. This movie's pretty good. It's worth a good watch.
The first one's a classic.
Yeah?
Yeah.
We're going to talk about that one. We're talking about Police Academy 2.
Wait a minute.
Now here we meet. You
know, here's Michael Winslow.
Yes. As LeVar Jones. And he's the sound effects guy. That's what he does.
You know, I don't know about you guys.
Is he dead too?
But
no, he's not.
No.
Good.
He was just on Jimmy Fallon.
What?
Yeah.
Really? He's still around?
Yeah, he did like a thing. I mean, it was a little while ago, but he did a thing.
10 years?
No, like a year ago, maybe. Mm. And he did what's that Led Zeppelin song? Stairway
to Heaven?
Yeah. Okay. He does Stairway with his mouth while the other guy plays on the guitar.
That's the thing. Wow. So he does all these vocals. He was like the beatbox champion, for fuck's sake. This guy could do anything with his mouth.
If there's a noise, he can make it.
Yeah.
And I love, my brothers would try to do this shit. They would sit there and like, when somebody would sit down and you do the whoopee cushion sound, or you know what I mean? Like you would totally try to, my brothers did that all the time to us girls. And it was funny. It was funny. Like, I don't know how many times I did not fart, but I farted.
Yeah.
Because my brothers would do that. And they tried to throw their voice.
But now we have Officer Kerry Mahoney, played
by Steve Guttenberg.
He's got a great job. He's working the beach. He's riding around his three-wheeler. Here comes his truck, though. Here comes itty-bitty-titty shots coming up soon here, Justin.
Okay.
Keep watching.
What is that, a scrambler?
But there it is.
Hey!
Yep. Two girls jump up there sunbathing.
I missed that, and every time we've watched this, three times, I've missed it.
Oh, yeah, that's the one little itty-bitty-titty shot of the night, right there.
I like when he's like, hey, guys, what's happening? And he knows the guy.
Yeah, he knows the guy. He's like,
listen, I got a problem. Some guy's being a dick, basically. Yeah, he's fucking up the beach. Who's that? You, you fuck. Okay. Just in time?
Yes, ma'am.
Favorite Steve Guttenberg movie? Do you have one?
Police Academy 1.
Jason, you got one?
Steve Guttenberg. What is he known for?
Short Circuit.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, hey, yeah.
I'm sorry, but that was mine. Like, I just have no other choice. I had to go with it. I didn't even
think of that.
I was
thinking
of Three Men and a Baby. It's the one I remember.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, and that movie, I guess, had a lot of, like, not Easter eggs. What do you call them? Like where they purposefully do fucked up things and the director didn't notice them.
Oh,
but
the,
like,
ghosts in
there. Yeah, the three guys would put things around the room that weren't supposed to be there. But because the three guys were so close and they were, like, trying to fuck around all the time, you know.
How about that Tom Selleck, though?
They had some shit, so... So that was funny for me. That movie was funny.
But here we are. The new recruits are in. We got Mahoney, Hightower, Tackleberry, Jones, Hooks, and then the one we always forget is Fackler, the little dweeby guy in the back.
Yeah.
They don't really even show him, like, in the beginning or anything. They don't give him any, like, a little backstory.
Well, they didn't give Hightower one either.
No, they didn't give Hook, Hightower, or him one. They gave the three guys that were going to be funny.
Yeah. Mahoney,
Hightower,
the ones that are
going to
be more the star.
Okay, so I had a question, and maybe I should just look it up before I ask.
Oh, yeah? What's that?
Does anybody remember Bobcat being a cop?
Yeah, it's
in
the
one
next
of
movie.
These? Was it the next one?
Pretty sure it's
or
the
was
next
it
one.
Four? It wasn't Citizens on Patrol, it was the next one? Okay. I just didn't remember, and I didn't want to say anything, and, you know.
Hmm. Yeah, it's, I thought I list the super, the...
Because it doesn't show in his stuff, either. It doesn't show on his IMDb.
Huh.
That he
That's
was
weird.
In another one. It doesn't show it, but I thought he was a cop in one of them.
He was in a couple of them.
I thought.
At
I
least
know.
Two. He was. I know he was a cop. Yeah, he was a cop. He was a cop in, I want to say it's Back in Training.
Okay.
I got his fucking,
I have the IMDb up, too.
I can't.
Yeah, don't do it. It'll fucking stop our recording. We'll have to fucking yell at you. It's a horrible, horrible thing.
I'll go cry in the corner for 20 minutes.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was in Police Academy 2, Police Academy 3, and Police Academy 4.
Hmm. There you go.
I just didn't know when he became a cop, because just like,
I think it was a 3 Back in Training, because they were...
Sweet, what's his name?
Sweet Chuck, he was came in, too.
He
same.
Came in
they were
and
like
he became
dude,
a cop, too.
They were dorm mates.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
That has to be Back in Training.
So, I don't remember what year it was, but I went out on a date
Ooh.
With a guy, and we went to the movies, and the
Let's
guy was
fish.
Like...
What was his name?
That would have been 1986.
1986?
That's when
no.
this came out.
UA Cinema 5 was still out.
Yeah.
Because that's when I went.
Yeah, that was eight. When Police Academy 3, Back in Training, that's where he played the character of Cadet Zed.
Oh.
So that would be it. Yeah. And then he was in...
Maybe they showed that again because I'm not that old. I can't.
Well,
I
he was in Police Academy
it.
4 as well, so he was a cop in that one, too. So.
And what year was that one?
That was 87. These came out, like, every year.
Yeah, they came out like...
These are like herpes.
Yeah.
They came around once a year, boom. They every March throughout the mid to late
every
80s.
March?
You got
that's
a fucking
that's
Police
when
Academy.
Your herpes come out.
You got a Police Academy movie, yeah.
If you're Steve Guttenberg.
From 84 to 89, every year. Mm. Boom, 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 boom. They came out. That's this one was number one for 4 weeks in a row.
Damn.
You don't see that anymore. Even the big movies don't do that.
Yeah.
You know, they just make, like, $100 million the first week, and
yeah.
they're good.
The problem with that, though, if that came out in 87...
Police Academy 4 did, yeah.
Only 10?
Yeah, you were a little whore.
You got started early.
Yeah.
Did you just say I was a little whore?
You were, obviously. This movie placed number 11 of the top films of 85. Anyone guess what the top movie might
top
be?
10.
In 85?
Yeah.
E.T.? I don't know.
Gremlins.
No.
I don't know. Ooh, I don't know.
That
I
was a better pick than mine.
I don't know what
yeah.
movies came out in 85.
Number one was Back to the Future.
Oh, shit.
Number two is Rambo 2. Number three is Rocky 4.
I'm going to say Back to the Future.
That was a good year for Stallone.
Yeah, number two and number three, huh? Yeah.
Wonder where he made all his money. Do you know that his mom reads your, like, future by you painting your butt and sitting on a picture, like, on a piece of paper?
Sounds about right.
Yeah, yeah. I saw it on some, I don't know, TV show.
Whose mom?
Sylvester Stallone's
mom.
She used to...
Who's
she would
mom?
Paint your butt.
Runs mom.
She would paint your butt, and you would sit on a piece of paper.
Wait, whose mom?
All right, it's not
Runs
funny.
Mom.
It's not funny anymore, guys.
It's funny to me,
guys.
But
sorry,
no,
sorry,
really,
sorry.
Really though, whose mom?
Sylvester Stallone.
Oh, okay. His mom's still alive?
I don't know.
No. So Mahoney had to go and get a new uniform because his shorts and his no sleeves didn't work.
Yeah, you can wear that at the beach.
Oh, he puts the balloon in his
so
pants.
Not so much there.
That's nice.
Yeah.
So he's pretending a balloon is his dick?
Yes, the giraffe.
Oh, it's a balloon aminal.
He trades it with the little girl for a little Snickers bar, which is a little tiny ass like
a
Snickers bar.
A little
bar.
Fun size?
Yeah.
No fun at all?
Yeah, yeah, it's a fun size. She buys it, though. She's like, okay, yeah, here you go. So just.
I mean, even when you're a kid... They're both going to, you know, neither one of them are going to last forever, so which would you rather have, some shitty balloon that's going to wither and die, or a piece of candy?
So she's probably a fat girl now, huh?
I don't know.
That ain't right.
That's a plan.
I wouldn't have done shit with Snickers. Shut up.
I don't predict people's future.
I would have.
Do I look like Sylvester Stallone's mom?
Who's mom?
So I'm looking her up. Jackie Stallone was her name. Shut up, you asshole.
What's her name?
Who's mom?
I hate you guys.
Oh, if you could only see me and Jason's face right now, folks.
Dr. Jackie Brothers.
Welcome to my world of astrology. You can actually go to Jacqueline Stallone's Astrologer and Psychics website. Fuck you guys. I know I knew what I was talking about.
We didn't disbelieve you.
Yeah, we just
took
it's
called
dumb.
Rumpology.
Rumpology.
Yep. Rumpology.
Who is this?
Shut up.
Asking.
Who's
it? It's an art that was practiced in ancient Babylon, India, Greece, and Rome by ancient Greeks who thought the derriere was the key to health and fidelity. You use prints made from your gluteus maximus.
That's
and they
butt,
read
folks.
It they read it like palms. So you paint
so you,
it,
they
you
read your
sit,
butt print.
Yeah, you sit and then they read it.
So Rocky's mom rubs butts.
But no, hold on.
She reads butts.
Hold on.
By rubbing them.
If they're reading the imprint instead of reading the actual ass cheeks,
yes.
How do we know they're not getting it backwards?
Oh, good job.
Yeah. I'm fucking lost. What?
It. I mean...
Whose mom?
Shut up. Just shut the fuck up. Somebody shut off
Rocky's
his mic.
Mom, right?
We're done with him. Shut off his mic.
No, you shut the fuck off your mic.
And then they show a butt. What is
this? So
this
is a good movie. Ooh, an explosion. Mahoney's going to have a chocolate.
That wasn't Mahoney.
That wasn't Mahoney.
Oh.
God damn it, Justin.
I didn't see this one.
Damn it, Justin Time.
That was Officer Fackler.
Oh.
He's the one that everyone forgets. They're having donuts and the gangsters or the... Criminals lit the car on fire.
They're
front.
Dumping gas on it, and then they ask him for a match. And he's like, here's a whole pack.
And here's Mahoney's talking with Mauser. And Mauser's actually kind of being kind of cool, but Mahoney beats it. He pulls his... I hate the sound. He pulls a floss out of his teeth. That's a rough
You're
sound.
You're fine.
That's a rough sound. Yeah, I wouldn't be very happy with him either. I'd be like, yeah, you're...
I love that he gives him the new officer, or he's like, oh, you're going to love it, Officer Schumann. And gives him, what, like his address and tells him to go pick him up?
I guess.
Yeah, that's
kind of
weird. Wouldn't you be at your job?
One would think. But this guy, just in time. This guy's gross.
He's, yeah? Maybe they didn't want him there.
Look at his house.
Oh, that's bad.
Make yourself at home. Okay, I'll sit down. He sits down and there you go.
Watch for the broken chair.
My favorite is, you want breakfast? No, I'm fine. I'll get some later. He goes through all this and he's like, maybe a tetanus shot.
Yeah. Oh, man. I've seen way too many people have houses like that, too.
You got peanut butter. It's okay.
Okay, I like peanut butter. Cat's fucking dumping in his cereal.
My favorite. Next to breakfast, or next to dinner and lunch, breakfast is so needed. And then he flicks cat poop from out of his cereal at the cat, and then eats it, and then offers it to Mahoney. Oh, you want some?
Yeah, this guy's a character.
And his house is covered in Mad magazines.
Well, there's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, that's cool.
It makes me think that these older men...
And the big-ass dog that's supposed to ride in the back rides up front.
Lou,
with him, huh?
Yeah.
Why didn't anyone tell me there's a dog in this one?
There's a dog in this one.
I would have only watched this one.
Mahoney is hooked up with Kirkland.
Tackleberry,
yes. Sorry, I get those names confused. But he hooks up with...
How?
I don't
know. Cat. Mahoney, I don't know.
You don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
You know who's in the first one? Kim Cattrall.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's not in this one.
But Kirkland is Colleen Camp.
She's been in a ton of shit.
Yeah.
Like little, well, wait, shit I never heard of. Hold on, this doesn't matter. This is all shit I never heard of.
But she's still been in some
Joshua,
shit.
Second to Die, Trapped, Who's Your Daddy, In Good Company, Rumor Has It, Material Girls.
American
I've
Hustle?
Heard of some of those movies.
Yeah. She was in an episode of Murder, She Wrote.
Die Hard with a Vengeance.
I've seen that. That's the best episode.
She was in Last Action Hero.
Die Hard with a Vengeance. See?
The Babysitter's Club.
Yeah. American Dad.
I like that show.
Her voice has been used.
Oh, boy, well. But she's getting work, so good for her.
What do you mean more? That was in fucking 2014.
Best known for her performances in 2 installments of the Police Academy series.
She was best known for that.
So
we got some gangsters, some greasers, some thugs even.
Like
oh,
the
yeah.
Sharks and the Jets.
From Jive Turkeys.
Picking on these kids playing football in the alley. And here comes Bubba Smith.
Who happened to be a football player.
And here's
was he a quarterback?
He was a defensive end.
Oh, yeah, he's black, so he wasn't a quarterback.
He was in 2 Pro Bowls, and he's got a Super Bowl ring.
He's a defensive end.
He was a first-round draft pick.
Mm-hmm.
First pick, first round.
So right here, you guys missed
it. To the
it.
Baltimore Colts.
When he Wait. Shot the football, you see the guy go back before the football even hits him. You can see the cord. That
oh, he was definitely on something. Yeah, he was on something. You couldn't have done it unless you were on something.
But I like to do the fucked up things that happen in movies, so that was my first one that I noted.
Oh, boy.
That means there's more, folks. Hang on to your hat.
Here's your buddy digging through the garbage, pulling out an ant-filled candy bar.
Something right with this man.
Why is that my buddy?
Seems like your buddy, Justin.
Oh. It isn't?
Oh.
I finally thought I had a friend.
Schultman. And this guy.
Oh, Sweet Chuck is getting robbed again.
Hold on. But do lamp stores do the type of business where they can pay protection money?
No.
He's not. They're just taking his money. They're stealing it.
They literally opened up the register, looked in, and said, come on, man. I know you got a safe.
At the ATM, they had $8 he got off them. So... I don't know why they keep on repping this guy off, because he doesn't have any money.
Well, they're saying that
they're like robbing me.
They're basically saying that everybody in the neighborhood needs to pay a protection fee from getting their asses kicked from them.
Yeah.
Like, it's
yeah,
stupid.
Yeah, that's how strong-arming works.
Yeah, it's stupid. Huh? And then here, this shitbag. Sorry, what's his name? Shekelberg?
Shekel something, yeah.
Shekelman? I don't know.
This floppy guy.
And he has no idea what's going on.
We'll call him Pigpen.
Shuttleman.
Pigpen.
Vinny Shuttleman.
Pigpen.
That's weirdo. And then here's Hook. I got you. What do you need?
That's not bad. That's not bad, Cooks. What is Cooks known for? Nothing.
Nothing.
Actually, Marion Ramsey is her name.
Yeah.
Born in Philadelphia.
Hey, just watch saying. Out. Bulls are on parade there.
Just saying.
She lasted until Police Academy 6.
Mm. Yeah.
She made
couldn't
it
hold up for
almost all the way.
Couldn't hold up for Siete.
Nope, couldn't do Mission to Moscow. She wasn't the first. Oh, she was the first one. Yeah,
she was. But she was in a couple of TV series. She did The Addams Family, Beverly Hills 90210. She was a counselor in there. MacGyver.
Oh, you don't say.
But she didn't have any main things. But yeah, yeah.
Well, recently she was on the Tim and Eric Awesome Show and Robot Chicken. So she's doing something, I guess. She's making work. Good for her.
I mean, get it where you can.
So is it time for This Day in History?
Sure, I guess.
All right.
Oh, we talk about the cops shooting mirrors.
Oh, yeah, they're already tearing the place up.
And who keeps a bear trap on the floor?
Well, Sweetchuck did. He sets it up in the beginning. And he sets all his traps.
By the way, I just wanted to throw a quick fact in about her.
Which one?
About Marion.
Marion Ramsey?
Yeah.
Hooks?
A quick fact. She actually had to wear a fat suit for her role.
In this?
In the Police Academy movies. Because she is 5'4", and she is a tiny little thing. So she had to wear a fat suit so that she could be a bigger person with that little voice. And in opposite, she is a little person with a very bold voice.
So she's a midget?
Well, she's 5'4".
Okay.
She's not a midget. She's the same height as your mother.
Said little person.
And your daughter.
You said little person.
She's a little person
she's
with a big...
She's a small person.
Yeah, she's a small person with a bold voice.
Yeah.
In real life. So she is all 5'4" and talks like this.
I don't really know if they're being beefed up, really. Because you know,
she's not fat, but they gave her like a thickened suit so that she had some meat to her because she's a tiny, petite little thing.
Okay. Huh.
So my guess is she weighs like 98 pounds, and they put her in a quote-unquote fat suit that made her gain 20 pounds.
I would be staring her ass a lot more when she shows up. But she's still back at the police station. Okay.
You don't actually see her ass until they go and they break into the underground.
The old zoo.
Yeah, yeah. You don't
no,
see her
all
ass.
All over the first movie.
The old zoo.
But and that's all fat suit.
Huh? It's a hell of a fat suit.
1,200 rounds of ammo were fucking used.
A little overkill.
And FYI, when Hightower's little girlfriend, or not Hightower, Tackleberry, Jesus Christ, I can't speak.
Kirkland.
When Kirkland breaks in there with a fucking automatic weapon.
Oh, yeah. She's fucking mows the whole fucking room down. Yeah, it's that was when things got a little goofy.
As seemed to be a trend in these movies.
Really?
Yeah. All right, so you're itching to do your This Day in History.
He is.
I'm not itching to do it. I'm just saying I can do it.
Baby. This is where...
This movie came out in March 29th of 1985. The big news of the day was Mikhail Gorbachev just became the president of the USSR.
Oh.
2 weeks before that.
Mm-hmm.
That year...
Right around my birthday, he threw down a wall or something.
Yeah. In 85, Rock Hudson died of AIDS at 59. The first major star to fall victim of the disease.
What's that cop show that he was on? Was that him?
Rock Hudson?
Yeah.
He's an old actor.
What is it? Files. Hudson?
Rockford Files?
Rockford Files. That's what I was thinking. Yeah, that's not him at all.
No, not at all.
Yeah, my bad.
There's these new things called laser printers and with the computers, and they're...
A what?
Laser printers were becoming popular.
Because otherwise they had the banner printers. You remember those? Yeah. The Bat Matrix?
You're now able to print at home and have stuff.
If you ever want to see a dot matrix printer, you can still go to your local Jiffy Lube.
Yeah?
Yeah.
All right. I'm on my way. San Francisco 49ers beat the Miami Dolphins in the Super Bowl.
And I was a big fan of the
49ers. The Oilers beat the Flyers with Stanley Cup. Ronald Reagan began his second term as the president.
Hmm.
The top TV shows this week in March 1985 were... You pick one of them.
Dallas.
Yeah, that's number two. Yeah, number one's Dynasty.
Ah.
Tuesday, Dallas. Cosby Show, 60 Minutes, which is still in the top five today, and Family Ties.
Family Ties. Oh, here's where the gang went into
the supermarket.
A supermarket.
Oh, yeah.
And Bobcat gets all pissy, and he's like, don't give me all the beef, I'm a vegetarian.
Because they got to eat, too.
And then here's Sweet Chuck.
They carry that into the whole next episode, too. The whole scream in each other's face. But, the top movies of this week, of March 29th and 31st, in 1985. Number one was Police Academy 2. Number two was Mask.
Mask?
Yeah.
With Cher?
Cher and Rocky Dennis.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Eric Stoltz as Rocky Dennis. Number three was Friday the 13th, Part 5.
Jesus.
Number four was the Care Bears movie.
I've seen that.
Oh, boy. Number five was Porky's Revenge.
I've seen that.
Number six was the reissue of Return of the Jedi.
I didn't see that.
I saw that.
And then there's Last Dragon, Baby, Beverly Hills Cop, and Witness.
Baby? Hmm. What was Baby?
Baby was Secrets of the Lost Land. Legend.
What the fuck?
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's...
This is my favorite part here.
They seem to be in some sort of pub?
Yep, they're cops. Out having a drink after their shift. And, Tackleberry. What are you playing?
Top songs of the week in 1985.
Please don't.
Number five was USA for Africa. You Are the World.
Are you going to start singing to me again?
Number four was Tina Marie with Lover Girl. I don't know that song.
Yeah.
That was number four. Number three was REO Speedwagon with I Can't Fight This Feeling.
Andy.
Number two.
Cousin Andy.
Yeah. Well, my cousin up north, they're like 20 years behind us in music.
Oh,
he loves REO Speedwagon.
Damn.
He's like, up in the woods.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I don't think he gets it yet. I don't know.
That's all he's got.
Yeah. And I'm thinking,
is he still on 8-tracks?
Almost.
Oh, shit.
Number two was Madonna, Material Girl.
Hey, tell him to get a VCR. Don't get Betamax.
I do love Madonna.
Yeah, Material Girl.
I'm a huge
this
Madonna
fan. This is
her
first album, right? Material Girl? That was
Material Girl?
That was her
in
first
the material
big album,
world?
Right? Yeah. That's when she first was breaking out, though. She was still young.
I know dick about Madonna, so.
Oh, I have her record.
Okay.
And the number one song this week, in March 29th, 1985, is Phil Collins with One More Night. Wish the chorus would have punched in my head.
Yeah, that would have been good.
Yeah, we don't do anything with timing around here. Anyway.
Hey, so, I'm just in time.
So, Tackleberry.
Okay, back to movie.
Just admitted he was a virgin.
Are you really surprised?
I mean, I thought he would have at least, like, date raped a chick.
Uh-uh. You ain't right.
If you watch the first movie, I mean...
Is he kind of
you
angry?
Can see those fruits are drunk. All right, so I'm coming up onto my second blooper of the movie with this comment. Bloop. He's saying drunk fruits.
He wanted drunk recruits in a bar.
Right.
He brought pictures from the... What's the name of the gay bar here? The
Blue Oyster.
Blue Oyster, yeah.
Yeah, that's in the first one, too.
I always felt bad for the Blue Oyster cult.
Yeah.
But that was kind of why they did it.
Oh, really?
To rip on the Blue Oyster
cult.
Yeah. That's not nice. They don't fear the Reaper.
Yeah, it's...
Just saying.
Oh, make sure I add that up.
I'm on it.
I couldn't help it.
You're actually tapping buttons over there, are you? Fuck.
Look, everybody sneezes. Everybody poops. Everybody farts.
I don't do any of that.
But Justin's tapping on buttons over there, so we're going to worry about him.
He's not really. He's just hitting shit.
Type. Oh shit, look at that old Ford.
Yeah, Mahoney and Skunkwater, what's his name?
Stillwater?
And Lou. They're stuck working the tunnel job where they sit in the tunnel and make sure their job is in case someone breaks down, they don't die from the exhaust. That's their job working in the tunnel.
Yep.
But wouldn't they die by sitting in the tunnel from
that's
the exhaust?
That's exactly his point.
That's the joke, Justin.
Oh.
It's a comedy movie. Come on.
Oh, I didn't get it. I've never seen the movie before.
And for more fun, he throws the ball in the road.
And he has a dog go get it. As soon as he did that, he's like, want to play catch? I literally went... Because I just thought, oh, you're going to throw it out in front of traffic.
And he does. And the traffic stops, there's a crash, and thankfully the dog's okay. There's probably people dead in the fucking street, though.
Yeah.
Oh, the dog's pretty big. The car probably would have flipped over the dog.
Well, the dog came running back, so he's fine, yeah. I mean, you see him. And here's the little GD guy. I keep forgetting his name.
Faulkner?
Yeah, Fackler.
Yeah, but he, in the first one, he's the accident-prone guy. He starts the riot that happens at the end of the movie by accidentally hitting someone in the back of the head with an apple.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that's kind of his whole MO. If you want a little backstory on these characters, I'm all for it. I got it all.
Are we talking about the first movie?
I got pages of notes.
God damn it, Justin.
On their character development. See, I went deep. I went so deep in the Police Academy 2, I watched Police Academy 1.
Multiple times.
I'm a fucking moron.
Well, I think we need to put it in plain writing on our little...
On
our message board thing, personal message board.
Yeah.
We need to say exactly what movie it is. Probably the year might help, too. Just make sure.
Yeah.
No confusion. This movie, this year, this version.
Yeah.
We're watching this one. Our top five, too, has also been confusing at times, I guess.
Justin's just trying to show off the fact that
we
actually watched a movie.
Yep.
Our next episode is Top 5 Cops. Are you ready for that one, though, Justin? You got that? Okay.
Yes. That didn't change it.
I love how he sat down in his robe, and he, still cupped his shit when he sat down.
Well, yeah, that's how you sit down
in a robe. Yeah, that's how you sit down in a robe, yeah.
You don't straddle a bench when you sit down in a robe.
Yeah, but if you do, you cup your nuts.
Yeah, if you cup your nuts, you're fine.
Yeah. Just make sure the flap's not too open. It's not a kimono.
Sure. Yeah, it's fine.
I wouldn't know. I don't have anybody that's really gentle about wearing their robe and cupping their balls so that it doesn't show. Usually the people that I know.
So Tackleberry has got his glue.
That's Jason.
Which looks like Bowser's shampoo bottle. So they're doing a little song. Somehow they know right when to do it. Just kind of.
And look, but wait.
Bowser's singing this asshole song about how people are going to bow down before him. Yeah. Captain Bowser, and they're going to fucking praise my name, and they'll be my fucking bitches. And
look at the hand that goes in and out of the shower, though. Did we all see the hand?
Yeah, they switched it, yeah.
But did we see what color the hand was?
Black.
Exactly. So he gets all piss-assy about his hands getting stuck in his hair, and he's like, I know it was Mahoney, but it wasn't Mahoney, because it was a black hand.
Oh, boy.
It was Linslow.
Mm-hmm.
Is my guess. That was a guy who's never seen this movie in 10 years.
Good butt shot.
Oh, yes. Yes.
Soapy ass right there for all you ladies. Hope you're enjoying that. Danny, nice butt.
No. And that's, it was kind of blurred.
My butt looked worse than that, though.
I think it was just Sophie. I don't think it was blurred.
It was a little blurred. As well as if you look... Hold on. There's a part.
What, do you see his junk?
No, you actually see that he's wearing a nude-colored bodysuit at this point.
Oh. What a pussy. So Winslow's busting out the dog noises. Because he's got soap in his eyes, I guess. That's what's going
on.
Yeah,
so he can't see
funny.
Shit.
He only
can't
had
move
soap
his
in his eyes for a split second.
But now he gets pushed out in the hallway.
By Michael Winslow making dog noises.
Yeah. Totally fucking dumb, but...
And then he opens his eyes. All of a sudden,
now he can open his eyes and see the group, the touring group, or whatever it is.
Hold on. You guys have never gotten shampoo in your eyes before. Yeah, it hurts, but you can still open your fucking eyes.
Especially with a dog barking at you.
Yeah. I would open
my... And you're naked in front of everybody.
I would have dealt with the pain way before that, but that's me.
I would have rinsed everything off in the shower as much as I could have.
Yeah. At least my face.
Yeah, at least got the soap out of me first before I came out fucking yelling and screaming.
But that wouldn't make for a very good movie.
True. This is supposed to be a movie, a comedy. The first movie made $81 million box office in 84. Each movie dropped in box office each time.
Yeah. I never could have guessed
that.
Yeah. The sequel is never as good as the original.
First one made $81 million. The second one made $55 million.
I don't know about that.
Yeah.
Back to the Future 2.
Oh, boy.
Third one, Back in Training, 1986, made $43 million. Fourth one, Citizens on Patrol, 1987, made $28 million. Fifth one, Assignment Miami Beach, 1988. These came every fucking year, man.
Yeah.
$19 million. That's it. City Under Siege, in 1989, only made $11 million. And they decided to take some time off. They thought maybe
give it a couple years.
Yeah, yeah. They waited till like 94 for part 7,
mm-hmm.
which was Mission to Moscow, which didn't even make $1 million. It made under.
Ooh.
It was in the 100,000 number. So much of a number I didn't even write it down.
That sucks.
Yeah, it was rough. I think it was like almost like a straight to video kind of thing.
Was that? I think I might have seen that.
Captain Lassard pulls up and sees the gang picking on some kids.
Oh, Dr. Johnny Fever tries to fucking light it up.
And he gets pissed off, and he's taken back his own streets.
Because he's a strong, independent woman who don't need no man.
Right.
They kind of lure him back. And
I'll
back.
Take you all along.
Yeah,
it's
there's three
two girls
of them.
And a guy.
Oh, he can take them, yeah. My money's on Johnny Fever. Well, until the garage door opens, and then...
Yeah.
They were just waiting for him.
Yeah, like, how would they just have people set up there like that?
Yeah,
just in case the police chief comes by?
Just in case.
You know, in 97, they actually made a TV show, Police Academy.
I think I remember that.
Yeah.
Look at that wig.
That's a good one. He's talking about jerking off.
Well, his hand's covered in hair from his hair sucked to it with the glue.
You'll get hairy palms. You'll go blind.
Moses film.
And Lassard walks in.
Covered
in graffiti.
Spray paint. Yeah, they didn't beat him up or nothing. They spray paint with graffiti.
And gave him a mohawk.
These punks aren't really that bad, really.
Is it illegal to spray somebody with paint? Is that illegal?
I would think so. But definitely there's something criminal going on there.
I mean, damaging personal property, I guess?
Disorderly conduct, for sure.
Yeah.
Resisting arrest, assaulting an officer.
He never tried to arrest them. All he said was he was going to take them on. He said, this is what I've been looking for.
He's still assaulting an officer.
But there's no physical damage, so is it assault?
It must have held him down, I guess. It doesn't look beat up at all.
And the old guy shoots up in the air.
So because Johnny Fever got spray painted, they're inspired to do better now. They're ready to take on these streets of this unnamed town.
Before it was a game, now it's serious.
Most of it was filmed in Toronto, the first four films.
I love that Kirkland...
A lot of movies are filmed in Toronto because it's cheap to film there.
Kirkland's holding a Colt Python. And... when she says that, all I thought was, ooh, Rick Grimes carries that.
Oh, yeah. He used to, until Negan took it.
Yeah, yeah. But that was his exact gun.
It may have been the same prop gun.
It might.
Ooh, wow.
Yeah.
That's deep.
And I watched like a thing on Netflix or Hulu or one of them, and it was like a little like 45-minute thing about like props in movies and like how some of them get made, and you know, like some like the props that get like reused over and over again and stuff like that. And they were like, yeah, there's some props that we don't even know what they originally were. They're this now. You know what I mean?
Well, there's the newspaper prop.
Yeah.
Heard about that one?
What the, like the, how,
there's a,
it's the same one?
There's a shot of Ed O'Neill.
Yeah, from
reading it in Married with Children.
Yeah.
And reading the same newspaper in Modern Family.
Yeah.
Same like prop newspaper. That's pretty crazy, yeah. There's pictures of that online.
Yeah, there's a bunch of that shit, yeah.
But, but I'm sure there's all kinds of stuff like
it's
that.
Like
that's
one of
the one I remember.
One of the guns in Fifth Element is the same gun in Blade Runner or something.
Okay. Huh. Cool. We got Michael Winslow doing his karate thing, which he's going to do a lot more in the later Police Academy movies. He's got to be like a black belt or something, huh?
Wow.
With this whole scene. Like,
you know, in the first movie, he's a doctor. In this one, he's a karate master.
Yeah.
And a man of many talents.
And all the guys in the truck just watching. Oh, not on broccoli. Oh, not on cauliflower.
Well, I think the best part of these is that when he's doing this shit, he's making the sound effect.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
Well, then he does a little talk thing, like it's supposed to be like a dubbed, like a...
Yeah,
like the Bruce Lee movies,
yeah.
I remember when I saw this as a kid, we tried to mock that all the time, try to be funny, you know.
I saw this part, and I'm like, those are cardboard tubes. And then all of a sudden they break in half.
Some of those cardboard tubes are pretty heavy duty, though, when you're talking like industrial.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, like his folded in half. Yeah, hey, he fucked him up. Oh, not a cauliflower. So, yeah, they're taking it back here, sweet Chuck. Even he's going to fucking dig some shit out here.
And he doesn't even mean to.
Well, his arm's in a sling now because he hurt it somehow in the explosion.
When they threw him out the window, he broke his arm.
And he walks into the Blue Oyster Cult.
Club.
Hey, and he gets danced with just like they do in the first movie.
Well, it's Tango Night.
All right. So here's another screw up in the movie.
Oh, all the gangsters follow him into the Blue Oyster Cult.
And a fight breaks out.
Yeah.
Well, it's the wrong gang walking in the wrong gang.
So here you go. Right here, we have the closed captions on so that we can read while we listen.
Well, they're back at the police station.
The precinct.
Oh, did he say the wrong address?
I get the address. 621 Conway Ave.
And it's like 655 on the door or something?
655 is what's on the door, and right next to it on the building is 650.
So they're off.
Or 651, something weird.
Maybe that was the front door. They took the back door. I don't know.
Maybe they got two storefronts. I don't know.
Yeah. It looks like a big place.
But they all went in that way. So 655, but look right there, 650.
This looks like a back door, though.
Yeah, that looks like the alley door.
That's where he went in. That's where Sweet Chuck went in.
Well, I guess it's a gay bar in the 80s, though. They probably don't light it up.
They probably only use the back door.
Oh. Is this movie kind of homophobic and racist, I guess? They have that moment.
You should see the first one. Oh, my God. It's incredibly racist. They use...
Hold on. I mean, I don't think...
Oh, look, it's a 654. 6550.
Oh,
on the wall.
Yeah. Hightower's taking care of it, though. He's throwing everyone out. How do you pick between the gangsters and the homos, though?
I don't know.
And can you tell apart? The earrings, I guess, back then?
It's if you put one next to the other, I could tell you the difference.
Could you?
It's like pornography. I don't know how to tell you, but I could tell you.
Well, these all... Okay, here they are. They all got hats on. Okay. Well. There's a little redhead guy who loves Bubba Smith. That's pretty funny.
I don't know. If I was gay, I'd probably go for a guy like Bubba Smith. You know what I mean?
Well, yeah. Football player. I mean, come on. And you just took all the bad guys, threw them out of your fucking bar, so...
Yeah.
I'm like, fucking hey, dude, yeah. Danny, are you joining us, or...?
Yep.
What's going on?
Oh, man, Potomatic. She's buying drinks.
Potomatic told me that we uploaded something.
Oh.
Oh, yeah, the,
Yeah, the DNC was uploaded today.
Last week.
Well, today when we record this.
But last week when they listen to it.
Last week when you hear this.
Like anyone's listening. Hit us up at drunkfilmcommentary@yahoo.com.
That's correct.
Because this movie was taken from our master list.
Yep.
Yeah.
We do like a rotating thing where we pick movies and one movie we pick from randomly from our list. And a lot of movies are missing now from that list because we've watched them.
Right, because we picked them.
So we need movies to fill that list. So
yeah,
so
send us some films.
Send us some film requests and we'll throw them in our...
If you've ever said, hey, I want to hear these guys babble through this film, send us that one.
If you send us a case of beer, we'll do it right away.
We'll do it tomorrow.
But if you just send the movie will add to the list.
Yeah.
And it might get picked, so.
And if you send money
to buy it,
I don't know who's going to do it, but I think someone will give you a hand job.
It's probably going to be JTV.
Jason.
How much money are we talking?
That's for them to offer and you to 20 stroke.
$20 and a pack of smokes.
No, because I'm usually by the beer.
Dibs on the pack of smokes.
Right.
Justin,
I want non-menthol.
You're the hand job guy, Justin.
Why am I the hand job guy?
Well, you're younger for once. Your hands are smoother.
I got rough hands. Dude.
No. Here you.
I bet out of all of us.
You type on the keyboard.
I bet out of all of us, Jason has the softest hands.
No, I don't. I just have naturally soft skin, though.
Mm-hmm.
Feel my asshole. It's nice and soft.
Nope. Well, look, Tackleberry's going out on a date.
That's a great suit. That is a great
suit. I would rock that suit.
I like that he's using gun oil.
Well, for this chick, yeah.
Yeah, that's what she's into.
Now, somehow, Mahoney managed to get Lazar to sign
a cavity search.
Yeah.
And he didn't even read for who?
I guess another cop. So they're giving a body cavity search to Mauser.
So, and when somebody who's giving a body cavity search says everybody else out, everybody's like, yep, because you're not going to my ass.
Gone.
And they taped
his mouth shut.
They probably wanted to put a ball gag in there, but it was a little too risque for 1985.
This thing kind of terrified me when I was a kid. That was kind of rough. I was like, wow, you can do that at work? I better be nice to the guys I work with. Cause they just
Wait, but how were you working in 85?
Your mom's.
Uh-huh.
Whose mom?
Danielle's mom.
Hey.
Hey.
You leave my fucking mom out of this.
You asked.
So, I asked. She didn't ask.
So Tackleberry and Kirkland are on their big date.
Mm-hmm.
They're not getting married. They're going to go on. They're going to be together for most of the series, I guess.
That makes sense
to
me.
Well, considering it's the second one and there's six.
But Tackleberry's in all of them, I think, isn't it?
Yeah.
Even the Mission to Moscow.
I'm pretty sure he is.
I think so. I think he's in all of them until he dies.
I like that he made her handcuff earrings as a gift. Do you know how cute
They're ear
that
cuffs.
Is? Do you know how cute that is, though? That's cute. Why aren't you guys that nice?
Why don't you have such a singular interest in life that I can tailor all your gifts to that one thing?
I do, and handcuffs would be completely appropriate.
Okay. I'm just saying
he's got nothing. He's eyeballing me, staring at me right now.
I'm okay. If your interests are that singular, then I could tailor make one gift for you.
Skulls, crossbones, handcuffs. I'm down.
But yeah, the Mission to Moscow one, it had Tackleberry was in it and Michael Winslow was in it. And George Gaines was still in it. He was still there. And that's about it. It was the budget was $10 million and made $126,000.
Which is what some of them made in a year.
So, yeah.
That movie lost money.
That was rough.
Oh, I love this part. They start making out. They're staring at each other while they make out. Okay, quick one. Close your eyes when you kiss or leave them open?
Yeah, unless it's a little quick peck, always eyes closed.
Even when it's a quick peck, I usually close my eyes. But, yeah. They're eyeballing each other. My favorite part is right here where they start ripping each other's guns off. Start staring at the floor and you just notice how many guns start laying down.
Oh yeah, just pull guns out everywhere. I was actually pulling out of her cooch too. But
there's one gun
no,
left.
No, it's her boobs.
Yeah.
The love gun.
Oh, the one that goes off.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you remember that part?
Maybe, I don't know.
She pulled three guns off of him. He pulls four guns off of her.
I guess part
and
of the
she
joke.
Pulls one of her own. Lights go off, and there's a shot.
So there's still one more in there. Maybe that was his dick.
I think that's what they were trying to imply.
Yeah,
he was a virgin.
Yeah.
So he probably fired it off right away. Now they have Benihanas.
Hey.
This guy
you ever,
is actually...
You ever get this shit to go?
Benihanas?
Totally pointless.
Is this supposed to be a pun?
No.
Oh, okay.
It's just they do all that crazy flipping the shit around and throwing okay. shrimp in your mouth. If you get it to go, obviously they don't fucking do any of that.
This cook here is an actual Benihana cook.
Just because he's Asian doesn't mean he's a Benihana cook, okay?
No, it says it in the credits.
It's a real thing.
Okay.
It says his name of Benihana, so yeah. It's...
Oh, so this is like an actual Benihana, not like a hibachi restaurant or something.
He's from Benihana, that's what it says. I don't know.
Well, he's Benihana trained.
Yeah, yeah. He's been around the block, around Benny's house. And,
oh, you see, if you watch...
He's been in Benihana.
Yeah. I know. Yeah. He's putting his hand on the grill. I was like, don't do that.
Why? It doesn't burn right away.
He brings him a pet fish, which is weird.
And he puts it on the grill.
Well, I guess he had a fish in the earlier part, so... Maybe
the commandant.
Maybe that's the fish he rescued from the aquarium they threw too much food in. I mean, he scooped it up.
It is.
He's like, here you go, have my fish.
It is. You didn't understand that joke?
That was a new fish.
No.
Same fish?
Same fish.
You sure?
Yep.
Whose fish?
I don't know. That's what I'm asking. I guess it's Johnny Fever's fish now, but I guess
it was Leslie's fish.
I thought
Leslie's fish.
I guess you didn't want stir fry.
I'll fry some stirs.
That's what he says. He says this fish is boiling. He says, "Oh, you want stir fry?"
Oh. Oh, hey.
But here we go. There you go. And here's the parade they're having, the big cops in the street kind of...
Street fair.
Yeah, the street fair, yeah. Those are always fun.
I miss those. Those don't seem to happen very much anymore.
It's because there's jackasses in this town.
Yeah.
They have every 4th of July.
Yeah, that's not quite the same.
Plus, you can get this day and age.
Yeah.
Remember, they had them at, like, Sears and ShopCo.
Yeah, they had them in every parking lot at different times of the year.
Yeah, just the carnival part. Yeah.
Now you go to the Racine Mall, and they fucking have one there, and somebody's going to get shot.
Yeah, I don't even go to the mall, let alone to the street fair at the mall.
I haven't been in the mall in years. I really should go.
I was there, like, a year ago, or whatever time, whatever day was, or... The day before my best friend's bachelor party, or no, the day of my best friend's bachelor party, I went there to get a hat made that said Bachelor Boy or some shit on it.
Yeah.
I should go there on Christmas and wander around and get some presents for people.
Yeah.
I don't go there, which that's, I should. I don't, though, but I should.
That's just not the one I want to go to.
Well, here's the gangs approaching the street fair.
So, what is that, Bob Seger?
That's Bobcat Goldthwait.
The song in the background.
No, that is the typical 80s sax music. Yeah,
sexy sax music.
The saxophone solos in 80s music is amazing. It's everywhere. It's not anything you really notice. It's always in just the little background thing. There's always a sax fucking solo. Some fucking dickhead is blowing out rah, 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 on his fucking saxophone.
A sexy sax man.
It could be a woman, though, couldn't it?
Sexy sax woman.
Wow.
Mind blown, huh?
Yeah.
It's that easy. You just throw a whoa in front of it.
But the punks are going to the street fair.
Punks are going to the pier is what I feel like you were about to say.
Well, you're here. And they're tearing everything apart. They're not being very nice.
That's not how you respect the street fair.
No.
People work hard.
Well, they didn't respect
and then the carnies
anything.
Also are there.
Yeah, but you know what? The punks aren't being respected because they're doing the street fair to get rid of them. So they're kind of started it, I guess.
I don't know. Maybe the punks should learn to be tolerant of other people's lifestyles and not be assholes.
But maybe the people should just be allowed to be where they are. You know, they shouldn't have just opened up their business right there on their street.
Really?
Whose street is it?
Who Street? I don't know. God. I don't know.
Blue Streak. What? Well,
So Mauser's in charge now, which, you know, can't be good.
Yeah, that's probably the worst thing that could happen.
He's got a nice wig, though.
That is a sweet wig.
Yeah. And now he wants to know who put the fucking glue in the bop shabop shabop.
I can't believe you just said that.
He just wants some names. It's okay, Justin.
Sorry. All right. That's... My dad used to make that joke all the time. All right.
Danielle.
Yeah.
What do you have to say about this movie?
I'm still watching.
You watched this movie already?
I have.
What do you
think? Mahoney? I don't think it was Mahoney.
A weird one.
What kind of clown?
A juggling clown. I don't know what that means. What do you think? I'm funny? Am I like a clown or something to you?
Am I funny? They're back at the bar.
And Glenn Close, or whatever his name is.
Glenn Close.
Johnny Fever?
George whatever.
Oh my God.
Henry something.
Johnny Fever.
He doesn't say Henry Stephalopoulos.
Oh, that guy.
Henry Stiffen what?
Vinny Schultzman.
No, that's the fat guy.
Yeah.
He's talking about George.
Yeah, Jorge.
Oh, George Gaines? He's not
that guy.
No.
Oh, that isn't a son of a bitch, my bad.
No, that's Dr. Johnny Fever. That's Howard Hessman as Captain Peter Lassard. And then it's Steve Guttenberg as Officer Kerry Mahoney. So they're sending him to go undercover.
But not really undercover.
Well, he's suspended, so yeah, he's not getting paid. I think, isn't... I don't know, you want to take a break?
No, I just was asking.
Should we take a break?
I don't care.
Why don't we take a break?
We'll be back after these messages.
Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby together.
Hey, just a reminder, you can hit us up with email at drunkfilmcommentary@yahoo.com.
Find us on Facebook by searching Drunk Film Commentary.
If you want to be a sponsor, let us know. You can send us beer.
Or money.
Or money to buy beer, yeah.
I'm so happy I remembered this song.
Hey, and welcome back to DSC. Had a little break there. We're back to the movie. We're getting ready to start it again.
We're back in action.
Danny, can you reach it? Mahoney has just gone undercover.
Yeah, well, I just want to throw a big shout out to Danielle for all the Googling and press and play that she does for us.
I can't even.
She's doing a great job.
And she puts up with our stupid shit and my bad jokes.
That I do.
Okay. Hey, I was just something cracking you guys up.
You need to get closer. Oh, we got
something. Oh, well, there's Mahoney looking like half of the 80s singers.
He's gone undercover.
He looks like a Milli Vanilli.
Yeah, he's going to join the gang. He's trying to get into the Scallions. So,
this is like the Onion? Like green onions. The Scallions.
Oh. Scallions. There should be a band called the Scallions, I think. That's the name of the bad guys here. And he's acting up in the streets and trying to get attention from these guys. And Danny's wandering around the house.
I need a beer.
She's grabbing a beer. Jeez, get off her nuts.
He's always so mean.
So, Justin, tell us about your experience with watching this movie.
Let's see. Well... I didn't know I was going to be watching this movie today, so that was a little bit of a shock.
So what had happened was...
What had happened were, let's see, I probably saw this movie for the first time late 90s, 98, 99, 2000 maybe, somewhere in there.
Okay.
You know, on Comedy Central or something like that. And
the edited version probably. Then.
Yeah. Huh? Or no, I'm sorry, on that at that time it was probably on like a recorded VHS tape. So again, okay. It was probably still the edited one.
Okay.
But later on, I know for sure, like in high school, like 4 or 5 years after that, I saw it again 2 or 3 times on Comedy Central, like watching it.
Yeah.
I think they were doing something at the time. It was like a 4th of July thing, and they did like cop movies, like they did Super Troopers,
okay.
a bunch of the Police Academy movies, shit like that.
Cool, cool. So the. The cops show up, and it's Winslow. I can't forget the name of his character. Jones.
Know.
This is just Officer Jones. Barbell Jones. That's why I don't remember his name, because it's such a fucking plain-ass, boring
name.
Well,
in the first one, he introduces himself as something, and then he's Doctor something, and he's got like 4 names in the first movie, so.
Okay.
I can tell you that much. I watched it yesterday.
But it's great because his mentor guy was totally like a racist dick to him earlier. The whole like flat tire scene. He was just, you know, calling him boy and saying, I don't deal with your kind, you better listen to me, blah, blah, blah. And now fucking Michael Winslow's kicking him in the ass over and over again. Which I thought was pretty funny. Right, Danny?
Uh-huh.
Back up, yeah, come on. Anybody?
I agree. I said, mm-hmm.
Well, Justin, you haven't seen
it.
Yeah,
if we shake our heads yes,
yeah.
apparently that doesn't work.
Yeah.
But Tackleberry goes to Kirkland's parents' house.
Wait.
We realize that her family's a little weirder than she is alone.
Yeah, they're a hardcore...
what are they like?
Which is funny, because... So to speak.
I would say they're like
gun nuts.
They're just like hardcore conservative gun nuts kind of family. That's
they're the NRA.
I bet you they voted for Trump.
Jesus is just all right with me. Jesus is just all right type of family.
Maybe not that. I don't know. I don't know what they do on Sundays.
Well, the picture of her behind her right there was her shooting her gun. The picture of Dad was the mean mugging face from like a boxing tournament or something. But there's always pictures of her with guns around.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You see them on the table there.
Yeah. And she's laughing while Dad and brother are beating the shit out of each other.
They're, like, punching in the face.
Yeah.
They're boxing.
I mean, I wrestled with my grandpa. He put my ass down, but...
You gotta...
I tried to fight my grandpa once.
Yeah.
He whooped my fucking ass like I didn't know what the fuck I was doing, because I didn't.
How old
I
were you then?
14 or 15.
Yeah, I was the same age. I tried to wrestle my grandpa and fucking put my ass down.
Fuck you, motherfucker. Oh, shit. Right. Didn't take into the fact that my grandpa's been working construction for 50 years.
We've all done that even with our parents, usually. You know, I've tested my mom and...
Oh, I've told the story more than once where my dad, even after he had his strokes, threw me through my bathroom door.
Yeah.
Like, from, like, halfway down the hallway. Like, I was... And I was 17, 18 at the time.
Yeah.
Maybe 16, I don't know, somewhere in there. I could drive, so at that point it didn't really fucking matter. And I could buy cigarettes, like, anywhere in town anyways, so...
Yeah. But, so they're preparing to put Mahoney's going undercover...
With a fucking dollar store microphone.
That looks like our 9-inch microphone right there.
Is it the same one?
It looks
not
like
quite,
it.
But it's
that one, that one actually has a cover on it.
if it had a yellow cover, that'd be the same microphone.
Yeah. Well, no, it has a yellow cover.
Those are ours.
Yeah.
The one I used to use.
Yeah.
See, I don't get how it gets like stations, though. It should be one way. But they show it there because it's going to come up later on. But it gets radio stations randomly.
Well, the mom in Pete and Pete shouldn't have been able to receive radio transmission through the metal plate in her head, but she did, and
Pete
we didn't question
Pete.
It. Yes.
What the fuck is that?
The show that used to be on Nickelodeon?
I missed that one.
Really? It was on, like, the same time as, like, Are You Afraid of the Dark?
Yeah, I've heard of that one. I never watched that one.
Yeah. It might have been... It was probably just out of your time of
There's
watching
Lou.
That channel.
There's good old Lou. One of my favorite characters in the movie.
Of course, because it's a dog.
Yeah.
Ooh, I love that one line he's got.
What, woof?
There you go.
Yeah, yeah.
He looks like a Newfie. What kind of dog is he? Anybody know?
A floof?
Yeah, I don't know.
He looks like a Newfoundland.
Maybe, yeah.
All right, I'm going to see if there's anything
I'll
on the Google.
I'll say
this
much,
this.
It's not a Yorkshire Terrier.
Probably not. He's a big monster-ass dog.
Yeah, it's not a small dog. It's not quite a Turner and Hooch, but...
Well, he's bigger than Hooch, I think.
He's broader, but he's not taller.
Okay, yeah. He's a long hair.
And he's definitely chubbier.
Yeah.
All right, let's see.
But they're at the old zoo, which is all decked out. Nice spray paint work on here. They have some nice stuff. It looks sharp.
It's very reminiscent of Batman and Robin.
Of what?
The one with George Clooney and Chris O'Donnell.
Ooh.
There was really nice graffiti everywhere all over that.
Yeah, I get you.
There were the worst props in the world, but they had good graffiti on them for
this
some
reason.
This is a
great set, though. The old zoo is a pretty
he
cool
one. He's a Newfoundland.
Lou is?
Lou is a Newfoundland dog, and his real name was Kodiak.
That sounds about right.
I'm going to go check my pizza. Excuse me.
Sorry about the Justin Lewis movie he hasn't seen in fucking 20 years.
Yep. big tits, lots of graffiti. Oh, some cop lights.
This was the last one that was rated R.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, in 85, what did that get you? Like, a fuck and a shit?
I don't know about specifics, but it got you, I mean, got a little itty-bitty titty shot.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I forgot about the itty-bitty titties.
Yeah. And I don't remember
so
saying,
partial nudity
fuck.
And
it's a pretty mild R.
Mild language.
Yeah.
But you gotta remember, they were a lot harsher about the ratings back then.
Well, Airplane is rated PG.
And that would be the smoke detector, folks.
And that was that show boobs. An Airplane.
What, Airplane, yeah.
You got it? There you go. All right.
Look at her go.
Danielle is burning the house down, folks, so this might be our last recording.
If I die in a fire, know that I love you.
Hey, we need to save this before we die, though.
Clickety click, 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 click.
Make sure it's all safe.
Typey type, save, save.
Alright. So good old Bobcat, they caught him out, right? Oh, not yet, they're about ready to catch him. Yeah, he's got his wire on, and he finds out they're at the old zoo. The old zoo, not the new zoo. The
not the
zoo.
New zoo.
The old zoo. What about you, Dan? Would you hang out at the old zoo when you were a kid?
Why not?
Yeah. Well, you might have to bang Bobcat Goldthwait, so.
Oh.
Yeah.
I want that truck with the, just the,
cage.
Fence cage, yeah, whatever you call it. The kennel, that's what I was looking for.
Yeah, yeah.
The kennel on the back.
Yeah, his microphone somehow has picked up the radio again. He gets busted out.
I don't know. I would think in 85 they still had better microphones than that. That they would.
That's a pretty bad microphone, yeah.
Didn't, shit, what's the one with Al Pacino? And he gets way too deep into the...
Serpico?
Yeah. Wasn't that, like, in the late 80s?
No, that was early 70s. Serpico, yeah.
Yeah, okay, you're right.
He was young.
You're right, yeah.
He was really young.
And there's another one, and they've got, like, some high-tech shit.
I think the microphone was part of the joke, because this is supposed to be, like, a comedy.
I suppose.
That's what they're trying to make a laugh here, so...
They suck.
Folks just punched out Proctor. That was pretty good.
Yeah, and they put Hightower in a small car.
That's
all
funny.
What, 6'7" of them?
No, he runs into Winslow here. Winslow's like, I want to drive. Like, why do you want to drive? But he runs and catches up and jumps out in the back, I guess.
That thing only goes like 12 miles an hour.
Right.
You could run fast enough to catch up to it.
Well, yeah, I mean, I can run faster than anybody.
All right, Barry, calm down.
You watching the Goldbergs?
Yes, Barry Goldberg is what I was talking about.
Yeah.
The running.
Wait, is that show still on?
Oh, yeah.
Good, good.
It's not quite as good as it was, but it's still
I need
fun.
To... I think
the kid got a lot older, and his like voice kind of dropped a little bit.
That's
kind of like
he did that in the middle of the season, and that was the last season I watched.
Yeah,
I haven't watched any since then because it went on the break or whatever.
Yeah,
and I didn't know if there were new episodes or whatever.
We went back and watched like an old first season episode with Nate when he was over here one day.
Yeah,
and I was like, this show was a lot better than it is now. It's like,
yeah, the first season is gold.
Yeah. If you're not, if you missed it, we're talking about the Goldbergs on ABC.
Yeah.
It's the Wonder Years. The Wonder Years for the 90s or for the 80s.
It's
80s, yeah.
It remembers a time before my time, but I can still relate to half the shit, you know what I mean?
Yeah, you're part of the pop culture.
Yeah.
You absorbed it all from everyone else. That's kind of how it works now, huh?
My family wasn't, you know.
That's weird that that's how pop culture kind of erupted, like, around my time, kind of. Not really much before me, really.
I mean, it was, but it was on such a small scale, and it was mostly localized.
Yeah.
Like, stuff was popular in L.A., stuff was popular in New York, but because we didn't have the means of communication that we have today, there was no real communication.
I played it all in Star Wars.
That was one of the first, like, universal big things.
That just kind of soaked into everybody.
I don't know about all that, but...
Well, it kind
of
did.
Go ahead. Ask my grandpa if Star Wars had any impact on his life.
He could pick Darth Vader out of a fucking row of people, for sure. He could.
I don't know that he would say, yeah, that guy's from Star Wars, but I don't think he'd say that's Darth Vader.
If you had to pick who Darth Vader was and it was like that guy and a couple other robot-looking people, he'd pick Darth Vader.
Yeah, unless you had a bunch of similar-looking people.
There's a knife fight going on, guys.
Yeah, knife fight.
Yay.
And who's got the gun?
Zed's got this big-ass machete.
Yeah.
Which he could have chopped him up several times before, because they're, like, tied together by one hand. And the other hand, Zed had a machete, and Mahoney had a little fucking switchblade.
Yeah.
So.
And he knocked the switchblade out of his hand.
A real easy just right in the fucking face with the machete. Boom.
Yeah, and you see them swinging back and forth on each other with the knives, but never did they touch.
Yeah, nowhere near each other, yeah.
That's a trend, because in the first one, there's a knife fight where Mahoney could have very easily just stabbed up the other dude, but didn't. Like, didn't even, like, touch him with the knife.
Well, Mauser gets knocked into the pit from the rooftop, and he's hanging there from his foot, looking around with his hair hanging off, his wigs half off.
He looks
and shit.
Like Donald Trump.
Yeah. And Winslow pulls out his, he has the megaphone. He's making the...
This was his shtick through the whole first movie.
Yeah.
From every movie, it's all he does.
No, but this sound, this...
Oh, the machine gun sound?
Yeah.
Oh. I'm glad we have our...
Like, that's...
There's gotta be one master here.
Well, that's what Michael Winslow got arrested for, was doing that.
Right.
Like, and fucking around with the cops, and then he got arrested for it, because they called
really?
Him. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because in the first one, he carried around a little speaker with him.
And he would
and
do
he had
the
a little,
sounds.
He would pull the microphone out of his pocket and make sounds into it, and they caught him with it. And then he gets enrolled into the police academy because he befriended Mahoney.
Oh, that's how it happened in the movie.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know about real life.
I thought you were saying he just got arrested in real life.
Like, wait, what?
Making
what?
Noises and making machine gun noises.
No, but that would be dope.
And that's how he got the role in the movie. I'm like, what?
What? I'm sorry if I misled you, but that was not at
you
all.
You
have to
go in that way,
sir.
For a minute. Yeah. Okay. Okay. I was. Please give me one. All right.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. And then he does it like five different times in the movie.
So Zed's got Mahoney at gunpoint, but he runs into Johnny Fever, who's got his gun out. He's ready to fucking blow away fucking Zed.
Oh, the good old Mexican standoff ending.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Why wouldn't you shoot him now while the gun's not pointed at anybody?
Because you'll find out. Give it 2 seconds.
Bobcat does. His character gets old pretty quick, though. But after he lost the voice, he did some great fucking films, though. He was Shakes the Clown.
Shakes the Clown?
Yeah, I remember Shakes the Clown. That was a good... Really? That's a good flick.
Is that like one of those weird Death to Smoochie movies?
So there's Hooks in her face.
Yeah, he did that one too,
And she's always the one that arrests them. she's always, like, she sneaks around the back door in the first one. And I know in the fourth one.
Here you go.
She arrests him. I think it's the fourth. Maybe it's the fifth.
Here you go, just in time.
Oh, it was empty?
He hasn't had live ammo since 73.
Well, when you got the confidence.
Yeah, Shakes the Clown was his first, Bobcat's first movie that he directed and wrote together and starred in. And he also did a few more. He did World's Greatest Dad with Robin Williams. He did that one.
That one's fairly recent.
He did God Bless America, didn't he? He wrote...
With Bill Murray's brother and the chick, and they go around shooting people.
Yeah.
That's a good movie. I like that one.
He wrote and directed that one.
Oh, shit.
That was his movie.
Nice.
Yeah.
I didn't realize that.
Yeah, that was Bobcat. Yeah, that's a good movie. It's on Netflix.
Oh, look. Tackleberry got married. Or good Hightower. Tackleberry.
That's Tackleberry.
God.
Hightower
is
the black guy.
How do I screw up their names?
And I'm mad Hightower wasn't a bigger player in this movie.
And
I don't mean player like having sex with
player.
People. I mean like he didn't have more of a role. Because he was hilarious in the first one.
Was he?
Yeah, and he would like he didn't say a word.
All right.
And he was.
But at 6'5", 6'7",
yeah,
he's a scary motherfucker.
Yeah, they would always just cut to him and he
just stand there.
He would just look at him like, "Are you fucking serious?"
And look, back then they threw rice. You're not allowed to do that now, because you can kill the birds.
Even though it's not, like, true or whatever.
I thought it was. Because they can't...
The pigeon would have to eat X amount of rice that it couldn't even eat for it to happen. Like, it can happen, but most pigeons stop after a certain point.
Then you have those fucking overeater fuckers that just...
Like, I can understand, it's probably because in places like New York, L.A., Chicago, Minneapolis, you know, big, big cities, and, you know, they have a million pigeons per square inch or whatever.
And nowadays they, like, blow bubbles and...
Yeah.
Who gives a fuck about the pigeons?
That's...
All right, folks.
And I'm with that.
That's about
it
for our Police Academy, too.
We
gotta
rate
our film. Every time we get together, we rate the film. Rating goes on how much beer we would like to give this movie. Goes from like a keg all the way down to a sip, I guess it could go to, but anywhere in between.
Yeah.
So, who would like to go first? Danielle, would you like to go first?
Well, I drank a 6-pack and 3 shots. Oh no, 5 shots. My bad.
Yeah.
So I'll.
So you're giving the movie.
I'm gonna go with that.
For sure.
It's not bad. Yep. I've seen better. I've seen worse. It's not a shitty movie, and I would love to sit and watch all of the Police Academies in a row just to remember at this point.
Uh-huh.
Because I don't remember.
Most Halloween.
I stopped at 4, maybe. Citizens on Patrol was the last one I really saw.
Think so, too, yeah.
So can I watch the 4? In a row, we'll watch that.
Yeah, I was gonna say that's what I was end up doing at Halloween time with like either like the Halloween movies or the Jason movies or most Halloweens I pick one and I try to watch them.
Right.
And I'll get through like the first 4, maybe 5
and
of them.
Yep, no problem.
I'm like, yeah, I can't.
It gets a little repetitive. And
yeah.
They can only do the same jokes so many times or anything.
Yeah.
And yeah, this one does pretty good. I thought.
So I mean, I'd go with a nice.
6-pack and 5 shots?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
That's the place to be, I guess.
That's the rating, all right.
I mean, that's how I'm going to start rating these from now on, is whatever I've drank.
Oh, boy.
Well, that's probably going to be a pretty fair rating every week.
Right.
No matter
what.
It's
a great movie I had.
It was horrible when I drank a case of beer.
I hate this movie, but I did drink 3 bottles of wine.
Just to get through it.
That is.
All right. Cool. All right, well, I'll go. I had this movie on a VHS when I was younger, so I watched it a lot. I knew this movie pretty well, actually, when it came up. I think 3 was on after it, on the VHS tape, maybe. So I kind of want to watch 3 again and see if that comes back to me the way this one did. Because it was like a big flashback. I was like, every scene, I was like, oh, yeah, oh, yeah, oh, yeah, oh, yeah, this happens, oh, yeah, you know? Even the itty-bitty-titty, I knew right when that was coming, too. Because More so back then.
Yeah. Like, you probably had it down to the second on the tracker, huh?
I remember pausing it just for a good glimpse of it on the VHS. Like,
what a weird little child.
You know what? You know a movie I used to pause and put in the spank bank? Mallrats.
Oh, Joy Lauren Adams from the dressing room? Yeah, that's a good one, yeah.
Yep, that's the one of the first ones that comes to mind.
But as far as this movie, I like it because it's an ensemble cast. There's not really one major character. They're all kind of do their own thing, which makes it more interesting, more, you know, you don't get bored with one dude, you know, the whole movie. So that's cool, and they each got their own little things they'll do, and that's fun. So I think this movie still holds up pretty good from back then. I think it stands up pretty well, and I'm going to give it a case.
And that's about what you drank.
Touché. Just in time. How about you?
Well, with this being my first viewing in probably 10 years, I'm going to go ahead. I'm going to tell you my rating, and then I'm going to tell you why.
Okay.
I'm going to give it a case. Ooh. Because they don't make movies like these anymore.
That's true.
They really don't.
They don't. It's the first one is fantastic. It's a classic. You've heard me yammer on about it all night.
I want to go watch that one.
Because you watched that one on accident.
Seen
that.
No, I watched it on purpose. I didn't accidentally. I didn't click the wrong one. I saw it out there. I searched Police Academy.
And that was that.
Yeah. But no, like I said, I'm giving it a case because they don't make movies like this, and I guess a genre of film that needs to come back. Like this, the more slapsticky, like the Jerk or Top Secret.
Well,
Airplane, movies like that. But yeah, I know you're going to say most of the jokes are done.
No, the jokes, they can't make those jokes anymore.
Yep, they can't.
If that movie came out today, you know, the LGBT would be all over it. You know, all kinds of shit. There's, because...
Anything PC.
Yeah, it's totally
not
PC.
Yeah, but I can watch
PC.
A movie and watch a fucking hot dog
it's
and a
still
bun.
Still funny, though. Yeah, it's still funny, though.
But I can't make a movie like this?
No, because it's insensitive.
Even, like, the Chinaman, you know, he's, oh, broccoli, you know, he's like, oh, no, you can't have that. You know, they poo-poo on everything these days, so... This movie would be totally chastised these days, I think. Especially the whole gay bar scene. That would
well,
be, come
the
on.
The first one, definitely, because
it's so funny, because gay guys, you would think gay guys in a fight, they're not going to win against gangsters, right? Like, that's what you would think, because you're
taught
to think...
Gay guys are in great shape.
But you're taught to think gay guys are more, oh my God, let me take my earrings off before I slap you.
Yeah.
And that's not, like, this
that was a
was
gay
showing,
biker bar.
Right, this was showing, like, hey... Fuck you, you're in the wrong fucking place, I'm gonna whoop your ass. And then they all just went, and swooned over fucking, you know.
So it's kind of empowering, then?
Yeah, you know, I would think so.
Hey.
I don't know. Apparently.
But that's one.
It can be both, I guess,
that's
right?
That's stereotypical of a gay biker bar.
Well, even stereotypical can be empowering, can't it?
Sometimes I would think so.
I mean, just because it's the way you usually are doesn't mean you're not good at it.
I guess.
I don't
that's
know.
Awful.
Is that? I don't know. I'm just throwing up an idea. That's all.
But everybody did like Hightower, and everybody likes a tall drink of black water. Anyways. All right, guys. So we gave our
ratings. Yeah.
Gave our ratings. We watched a movie.
We watched the movie.
Good time.
Hey.
Good time.
We made it. Great. We made it. Yeah.
High five, gentlemen.
Yay.
So,
our next episode, we're doing our top five.
We are.
Yeah.
Do we add our next?
Not yet.
Okay.
That's at the end of the top five.
Yeah.
I'm going to shut up and just finish getting drunk then. Ooh.
Our
I'm going to go cut my pizza.
Our top five cops.
Yep.
I
thought it was cop movies.
God damn you, Justin.
I did too. I put cop movies.
Yeah, I thought it was cop movies.
Top five cops. Same thing, I guess. Right?
We're fine.
I'm gonna switch my list around a little bit, but we're doing like the singular cop by himself, right?
Well, mine are all cops, but they're from a movie.
Well, I've no shit.
So I mean,
oh fuck,
it could be the movie.
Okay, yeah, okay. I'm switching my list around.
I do have one that's kind of.
I like this list better, anyways.
I do have one that's more than one person though.
Okay.
But I'm going to go cut my pizza.
That's something we'll find out in the next episode of DMC.
Tune in next week.
Bye, guys.
Thanks
for listening. The glasses clink like the anvil chorus in my head is splitting. The breaky, the busty. Oh, brother. Oh.